What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
And across the Jacob Media YouTube channel, Football 24/7 with NFL insider John McMullen. Day three of Inside Eagles camp, a recap with Johnny Mack. We started this thing, Johnny Mack, 3 days ago. In some ways, perhaps for you, it feels like it was 2 or 3 weeks ago. Long days, early starts, and a lot unfolding in front of you and a lot to cover here on this Friday, day three. But let's begin the way we always do with the John McMullen synopsis of Eagles camp day three, and then we'll get into some of the details.
Well, I think it's a pretty easy synopsis today, Krause, because it comes from the head coach. And Nick Sirianni stopped practice today about an hour in and kind of chastises players for a sloppy practice. And you could hear it from the sidelines. You could hear him raising his voice and telling the guys to finish strong. After practice, Ryan Kerrigan and Darius Slay both confirmed that he wasn't happy with the way things were going. And he told him about it. Maybe, though, it was understandable because today was a Veterans Day. So a lot of the over 30 players were given the day off. And that means on the offensive side of the ball, Jason Kelce and Lane Johnson and Zach Ertz and so on the defensive side of the ball, Fletcher Cox and Brandon Graham and Ryan Kerrigan and Darius Slay. So those guys weren't out there practicing, and you could see those guys weren't out there practicing because it wasn't great.
Excuse the ignorance of this question, John. I've never covered a training camp. Is a Veterans Day a normal process 3 days into camp?
Well, it's sort of the new world. It's more normal than it used to be, as always, Krause. And, you know, Doug Peterson had them. I will say, though, that typically you wouldn't see this many players at once. You know, maybe you'd give three guys a day off on Wednesday and you give another three guys a day off on Thursday. They gave everybody off on the same day, sort of like a baseball manager with load management. You don't want to sit all your veterans at one time. You want to stagger it so you have a better performance in your lineup. But I got to tell you, I mean, maybe this isn't Nick Sirianni. We went back and we talked about day one of practice and how it was set up. A lot of this is the medical staff. A lot of this is the training staff. This is the new era of the NFL where the goal is to get the key players healthy to week one and hopefully get them as close to 17 games as possible.
Yeah, I saw a note come out about Carson Wentz. I don't want to get lost in the weeds on that.
Well, that's probably the biggest story today.
That is actually the biggest story. Do you want to talk about that now, or should we move that to the very end of the recap?
Well, this is I will say this because it is important for the Eagles moving forward. It's why I always say on Birds 365, potentially three first-round picks in 2022 because this is always a real scenario. I think people kind of say three first-round picks. The Eagles have three first. No, they don't. They might have three first-round picks. And that third one is all tied to the playing status of Carson Wentz. He's got to hit 75% or 70% if the Colts make the playoffs of the team snaps. So two things could happen: injury, which has already happened, or poor performance, and the Colts just might sit him down and say, guess what? We don't want to lose a first-round pick. So it was never a fait accompli, and this makes it obviously even dicier, because Carson's going to see Dr. Robert Anderson, who is, you know, he is the foot guy around the NFL. Some bad early reports about broken bone, potential ligament damage. This could be an issue for the Eagles. It's obviously an issue for the Colts.
Oh, boy. 3 days into the start of the 2021 camp, day three recap with John McMullen. I know we you talked specifically about Brandon Brooks yesterday and him leaving the field. Now, our conversation led to a precautionary, a reference to him leaving as precautionary. Was there any follow-up on that today, or is there any news on him today?
Yeah, he was listed as day-to-day, so that's good news. You know, typically the Eagles use that day-to-day, week-to-week, or you know, undetermined amount of time. Obviously, week-to-week has in the past meant multiple weeks. So day-to-day is very good news for Brandon Brooks. And by the way, if he was healthy, he would have been another guy in that over 30 club. He wouldn't have practiced today anyway. So if he ends up coming back Saturday, he's not going to miss time at all. But we'll see. He's been listed as day-to-day, and it is not serious. So that part of it is certainly good news.
John, let me ask you about, go back to the opening conversation tonight on Football 24/7 and your synopsis in your opening statements about practice being stopped or shut down, not shut down, but brought to a halt by new head coach Nick Sirianni. What did you see? Is it, define sloppy for me? Is it poor interest? Is it, what is it? What was it that triggered a huddle, I guess, in the middle of the field to get everybody back in line?
Well, I think it's more, remember, this is an offensive head coach, and the offense has not performed well in the first 3 days of practice. So I think it was a little frustration. And, you know, what he describes as sloppiness, and we'll get to talk to Nick, I believe, tomorrow, might be lack of talent. That could be the worst scenario, to be honest. You can deal with sloppy because guys can be unsloppy. Look, other than the offensive line, and remember, Jason Kelce, Brandon Brooks, Lane Johnson, Isaac Seumalo, none of them were practicing today. So outside of that offensive line, typically, there's a lot of unproven players around the Eagles. Take out the tight ends who are relative. Zach Ertz didn't practice as well. You know, that skill position group, very unproven. For all we talk about the talent of Devontae Smith, he's never played an NFL game. Travis Fulgham was back in the lineup after missing a day of practice. Greg Ward was back. These are not great players, Krause. Miles Sanders, you know, I think has shown tremendous signs as far as work ethic. You know, one of Jalen Hurts' best throws of the practice was a pretty much perfect back shoulder throw to Miles Sanders in the red zone, and he dropped the football, and that was a problem last year. So,
and that comes off of your report, I think it was yesterday, where Sanders was being fired bad footballs or bad passes to work on some of that hand-eye coordination.
Yeah, and before practice today, And Xander will probably have this up at some point. I got video of him working on the jugs machine. So he's working very hard at it, but, you know, with the lights on, so to speak, and the lights aren't bright, it's not game day, but it's, you know, practice and full speed and all that. The ball is there. You know, there was good coverage from Davion Taylor, but it's a ball you got to catch, and he didn't catch it.
Let me get you to respond or react, and I'm going to paraphrase Johnny Mack, a tweet that I saw from Derek Gunn today, who was down at practice. And Gunner put out a tweet basically referencing that this team has a long way to go. You know, now that, as obvious as that may sound, it's also a very telling statement right now, right?
Yeah, I they have not looked good offensively. That's how I kind of answered Gunner's tweet. I think, to be honest, I've been surprised how good the defense has looked. But I also said that's kind of a chicken and an egg thing, because maybe the defense is looking good because the offense is so bad. So you kind of don't know. But what I can tell you is the offense has not looked good. And the head coach is an offensive guy, and that's why he was upset. Simple as that.
NFL insider John McMullen, of course, on Football 24/7. I believe there will be 18 of these reports. It's the Eagles camp, inside Eagles camp. Today is the day 3 camp report. On this Friday, John, practice tomorrow. I think, if I remember correctly from your report yesterday, tomorrow is a Saturday evening practice, 5:30, I think you referenced as a start time. What's it look like for tomorrow?
Yeah, 5:30. The NFL Network is doing a league-wide sort of kickoff training camp special where they will be at all 32 training camps, first time they've ever done it. So that's why the timing is a little bit different, because obviously TV rules all and TV gets what they want. And obviously the NFL Network wants to get this thing as close to prime time as possible. So yeah, we all got to adjust our schedules, the practices, you know, because the TV cameras are going to be there, so to speak. I have a feeling the Eagles aren't going to show much. And then Monday, I think, is going to be the bigger day, because Monday, and this is tentative still, I haven't gotten this officially, but I expect Monday to be the first day they put the pads on.
Let's talk some specifics. Day 3, Jalen Hurts. Let's expand a little bit, if you will, John, on what day 3 was compared to day 2 versus the start of day 1. Because I think day 1, unofficially, you had him at approximately 5 out of 15 and not sharp in that red zone work. Day 2. Much better. Accuracy, I think, had to be better because this completion percentage was higher in day 2. Again, all unofficial. Day 3, Jalen Hurts. You say what? You seen what? How do you get into the nitty-gritty on his day today?
A little bit better. And, you know, that's what Nick Sirianni said about his whole team. We want to get better each day. And actually, it has been incremental. He was a little bit better in day 2, a little bit better in day 3. Still not good enough, but he had his best throw today. It was a rope, and I wrote about this on Sports Illustrated. Everybody wants to go over there and read my practice report, but he threw just a rope to Dallas Goedert in the red zone. Davion Taylor, again, was all over Goedert. It's just a perfect throw, great catch, touchdown. Certainly one of the best plays of the day for the offense. And I was right there. at the back of the end zone. Dallas caught the football maybe, 10 yards away from me. I saw the whole play sort of unfurl. And then I said to myself, wow, that's a great throw. But then, I saw the play. And from the moment Jalen took the football, his eyes were on Dallas Goedert. I mean, from the moment he took the football from the center, you knew where the football was going. And he bit it into a tight window. So all credit to him. But that's not necessarily going to work against, a savvy coverage player who's going to see those eyes focusing in on one player. Who knows? They might jump the route, whatever happens. So the good part is the throw. The bad part was he's not looking off receivers. He's focusing in. Now, when he did look off receivers, and he did do that, looked to his left, came back to his right, the throw was very inaccurate. So that's a concern for me. That is a concern. When he's taking his eye off the target, he becomes inaccurate. And bottom line, you can't play quarterback in the NFL successfully unless you can look off coverages, come back, and be, pinpoint accurate. I haven't seen that from Jalen yet.
I don't know if anybody's paying attention or if he's done anything at camp so far. Has Joe Flacco made any noise at all with reps that he's had with the offense?
Well, as I said, the offense hasn't played well as a whole. Joe had a great throw to a rookie receiver by the name of Jamon Osborne from Texas A&M. Doing exactly what I said Jalen has to learn how to do. Joe's been around for a long time. So he looked off the coverage, came back, threw a perfect pinpoint pass, turned out to be a touchdown. We know what Joe Flacco is at this age, though. I mean, he doesn't have mobility. He's got to throw it from the pocket. And he's had some serious injuries. So I think he's a good backup, but you don't want him playing significant number of snaps. And also Nick Mullins is the third string quarterback. He probably had the best throw of the day, which was a perfect seam throw to another undrafted rookie, a tight end, Jack Stoll. So everybody had good throws, a lot of bad throws mixed in as well.
Day three also for the new toy, DeVonta Smith, John. The reports about DeVonta have been really good so far in terms of at least with the caveat, with the disclaimer that he's never played a down in a professional football game. Day three for DeVonta Smith. What did you see out of DeVonta?
Well, DeVonta's got a tremendous amount of talent. There's no question about that. I am concerned. The Eagles put out an interesting formation. They had five receivers on the field in the red zone. Four were stacked on one side. DeVonta Smith was by himself on the back end. And Steven Nelson, who, by the way, prefers to be called Steve, so I have to get used to that. So okay. Steve Nelson was in coverage. He's a veteran guy. He knew what was coming. The four guys were a decoy. They were trying to get Smith one-on-one on the backside. Boy, and Steven Nelson lit him up. I mean, he lit him up in press coverage. And that's my concern. NFL corners understand what's going on. They can be very physical. Now, they do have officials at practice most days. There was a flag thrown. But I got to tell you, Krause, the flag was thrown because Steven Nelson just beat the living you-know-what out of DeVonta Smith and threw him out of bounds. That's a concern for me, because you got to be able to be strong enough to get off press coverage in the NFL. That's my concern with Devontae Smith. Is he big enough? Is he strong enough? Can he be physical enough? He got lit up today. I will say that in press coverage, which, by the way, the Eagles shouldn't even be doing to that. That's another. This camp has been very physical. Nick Sirianni might be getting a call about fines from the NFL if they keep going down the route they're going.
Did Nick Sirianni, head coach Nick Sirianni, declare a winner after day two, offense or defense?
No. Well, Nick, we haven't talked to Nick since day one.
Okay.
I believe we're going to talk to him after tomorrow's practice. He's going to get asked that question about day two and day three. He's probably, as I think I said on the show, he's probably not going to be happy that Lane Johnson let the cat out of that bag. He doesn't want to do that. He certainly doesn't want to say defense, defense, defense every day.
It does sound like that's what you would say, John. I know you're not coaching the team, but observation wise, you're watching it. You're seeing it right in front of you. You're qualified to make the statement. Is it defense, defense, defense on the first 3 days?
1 and 3 were blowouts for the defense. Okay. 2 was closer. And I believe he gave it to the offense, although I think it was Ryan Kerrigan. Yeah, it was Ryan. We talked to him today. He said there was some dispute from the defensive players. So day two was a lot closer. But day one and today, yeah, it was all defense, all defense.
Did you mention Kerrigan's name as being part of one of the veterans off today? Was Darius Slay one of the veterans off today?
Yes. Okay.
Football 24/7 across the Jacob Media YouTube channel with NFL insider John McMullen, co-host of Birds 365. Remember, all 18 days of Eagles camp, we'll get a great synopsis and a complete breakdown from John McMullen. John, before we move along and let you end your Friday, we didn't get specific on defense today. Was there anything from the defensive side of the ball that is worth noting that we may not have talked about so far, since we spent most of the darn conversation talking about the offense?
Yeah, Josh Sweat, he was a monster today. He's in a contract year. I think he's one of the most underrated players on the Eagles. There's some concern about his knee. The Eagles, the previous regime, so to speak, always had him on a pitch count because he had a really, really bad injury coming out of high school. He was actually one of the top recruits in the country going to Florida State, and he had this catastrophic injury, and it took him a long time to get back to where he once was. Now, Josh says his leg is completely fine. The Eagles always told me they wanted to keep him on the pitch count, but I got to tell you, he is turning into a heck of a player. I don't know how you keep him off the field if he continues to play the way he's playing.
You know, Barrett Brooks made a very defined statement on Tuesday night before camp actually got underway on Wednesday, John, and Barrett said, "You're going to know what type of team you are by the fourth game of the season." I wonder if maybe you know what type of team you are sooner than that. Is it possible to know what type of team you are right now, 3 days into camp?
Well, I think they are going to be better than people expect on the defensive side of the ball, mm-hmm. because I think the defensive line is really, really good and really, really deep. And I think Steve Nelson is a bigger pickup than people realize, because now you have competency opposite Darius Slay. It also allows Avante Maddox to move into his natural position, which is slot corner. So there's sort of a domino effect there. Davion Taylor, to me, has been one of the surprises of camp early. He was so raw, but he's so fast. He's so athletic. I think I mentioned on the show yesterday, this is a linebacker who runs 21 miles per hour on the GPS. Tyreek Hill runs 22 at top speed. That's how fast he is. So it's pretty clear they want to get him on the field. I don't know if he's got the savvy to be on the field, but he's going to get – they're giving him so many reps to try to get him up to speed. If they can get him out there and be successful with that developmental project, so to speak, that's going to help this team immensely. And then on the back end, I think once Rodney McLeod gets back, and if it's not week one, he's going to be back early in the season. It's going to be relatively quickly, week two, week three, whatever. You're going to be fine with him and Anthony Harris. So I think the defense is going to be better than people expect. The offense, look, it's the offensive line and not much else right now.
I know on Monday, John, Alex Singleton was not able to practice. I believe he was in a COVID protocol. Is that still the case?
Yeah, they have three players on the COVID list. Alex is one of them. Andrew Adams, who is a free agent signing from Tampa Bay. And Matt Leo, who was their international pathway program player from Australia. They're the three COVID players. They're still on the COVID list.
How long do they stay there, John?
Well, it depends if you're vaccinated or unvaccinated. I would say that the timing and how long they've been on the list indicates that they're in the group that is unvaccinated.
Last thought from NFL insider John McMullen. We talked on Monday about Andre Dillard and Jordan Mailata. We talked on day two. It was flipped. Mailata got his shot. Day three, was there Jordan Mailata? So what did that look like today?
It was Dillard. So they're going back and forth, okay, as expected. So it'll probably be Jordan tomorrow. I thought Andre was fine. There are some other people. I saw Jeff McClain, my buddy Jeff McClain, said he didn't think he played well. So there's different. I think the bigger it, remember, again, there was no Kelce. Andre was the only starter, if you want to call it starter. Sayamala was out. Nate Herbig was in at left guard. Luke Chirigo was the center. Matt Pryor was the right guard. Jack Driscoll was the right tackle. Look, they were not good. So I think that made Andre look a little bit worse than maybe if those four other guys were out there. I thought he was fine today. But, you know, this is going to be a battle. And I think it's going to be won or lost when the pads come on. You got to be physical on the offensive line.
Speaking of that, John, is the head coach Nick Sirianni's competition for open slots still holding firm and holding through? I guess he just gave a good example of it with Dillard getting the start today. But does that seem to be still in rhythm?
Well, I mean, yes and no. At the players, there is uncertainty. There's competition. But you saw it by all the veterans. They're not competing. They're giving the day off because they're entrenched. They're the opposite of competing. Nobody's competing with Fletcher Cox or Brandon Graham, even Ryan Kerrigan. Certainly not Darius Slay. Nobody's competing with Jason Kelce, Brandon Brooks, Lane Johnson, Zach Ertz, if he's here, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But at the positions where there is uncertainty, linebacker, they're looking at a lot of different bodies. Left tackle, they're rotating each day. You know, safety next to Anthony Harris, they've been rotating Kayvon Wallace and Marcus Epps as they wait for Rodney McLeod to get back. So the places there is uncertainty, there is competition. But you can tell by all the veteran days today, there's no competition with those guys. Those guys are set.
John, I want to leave you with this. Be sure that you tune in to the Jacob Media YouTube channel on Monday. Major new programming announcement coming on Monday. Very excited about it. That will be on Monday where you'll be at camp. Jeff Kerr, by the way, doing a great job holding down the chair on Birds 365, and a great job done by you as well. Inside Eagles Camp, Day 3 recap with NFL insider John McMullen. Before we say goodbye, we leave you with John McMullen's selection for his game ball today. From practice. There is no game ball, but who gets the John McMullen the tip of the cap, John? Who gets it from practice today?
Josh Sweat, not close. Runaway today, dominated. Poor Jack Driscoll. I feel bad for Jack Driscoll. I hope Jack is doing well because he got beaten up today. Josh Sweat was tremendous. Easy game ball today. Yesterday, I had to think about it.
All right, great stuff from NFL insider John McMullen here on Football 24/7 across the Jacob Media YouTube channel. We'll see you tomorrow night. John McMullen, hat tip to you, my friend. Great job all week on the first 3 days of coverage.
All right, thank you, Krause.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.